Radio105.com. You are the proud owner of a magnificent European automobile and insist on affordable quality care with maximum performance. Cutting Edge Automotive in Santa Fe specializes in the repair and maintenance of European cars. Cutting Edge Automotive's qualified technicians use the latest technology and the best parts to keep your European car running superb. Cutting Edge Automotive, on the web at cuttingedge505.com. Cutting Edge Automotive, affordable quality care.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live, listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and because we are in the season of giving, we thought we would focus on various issues that make every aspect of real estate a gift worth wishing for and hopefully receiving. So whether you are on Santa's naughty or nice list, we want you to sit back and enjoy the commentary that is coming to you all wrapped up and ready to be placed under your own holiday tree. Joining me and my producer, Gino Thompson, in the studio today are two of St. Nick's very special helpers, my guest co-host, Mr. Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stevens & Consignment Gallery, as well as Mr. Ron Blessy, broker-owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. Welcome to the show, guys.
Good morning, good afternoon.
It's great to have you here. And are you in the holiday spirit, Ron and
Absolutely.
Steven?
I can't wait.
You can't wait?
No, I'm being serious.
Are you really? Okay.
I'm already revved up, ready to go.
Are you like a child in those feet jammies that are just waiting for Santa to come down
absolutely.
The chimney?
With a little flap in the back, yes.
Oh, okay.
He's even wearing his little, you know, his earmuffs. Taking for a test ride.
Well, before we jump into all things real estate bowl of spiced eggnog, we invite you to go to our website and check out all of the companies who provide an array of services, which could be a pretty good gift to give yourself. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. That's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover these useful resources. So, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's get the reindeer free and get this show underway by welcoming Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage for his own gift of the next chapter of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. You're on.
Thank you, Ray. Well, today's topic is choosing the right loan program. And you need to try to figure out what is the right loan program for you. Mm-hmm. There are still a myriad of programs that are available out there that lenders are offering.
Right.
There are fixed rate programs, there are adjustable rate programs. It's just a matter of what suits your needs best and what suits your short term and your long term plan. So in general, ARMs, and ARM is an acronym for adjustable rate mortgage, have lower payments in the early years than fixed-rate mortgages. And it's a good way for people who maybe have a short-term plan, maybe are going to retire in a few years, take advantage of a lower rate with the idea that they're going to pay that loan off within the fixed period. So whether it's a 3-year, 5-year, 7-year, 10-year fixed period, that should play into what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The general rule of thumb is to select a fixed-rate mortgage, and especially these days with rates being as low as they are, if you can afford the payment, because then you don't have to worry about what happens in the next few years. Perhaps when you retire, even though you may have planned on paying the mortgage off, maybe as a part of your financial planning, you're going to keep that mortgage and use the tax deduction for some reason and keep the cash on hand that you're going to use to pay that loan off. So that's something I think that you want to consider. And as far as an ARM is concerned, I can quantify the risk of rate increases after the initial fixed period by running the numbers through an ARM calculator that I have. And one of the things that really the borrower has to consider, actually there are three things, It's the current index that the loan is tied to, and in many cases the LIBOR index, LIBOR is an acronym for London Interbank Offer Rate, is the preferred index by most lenders. So you have to consider where that index is now, and of course no one can predict where it's going to be at the end of the fixed period. So that index, along with a margin of generally somewhere between 2.25% to 2.5%, adding those two together at the end of the fixed period is going to determine where the rate goes after the fixed period. Uh-huh. And most of these loans have an adjustment cap of 2% plus or minus at the initial adjustment period, and that has to be considered as well. So there may be a nice size cash flow advantage to doing an ARM for the fixed period, but once that fixed period is over, then it's kind of a roll of the dice as to where things are going to go from there. So I would say the gift that a borrower could give oneself is that with a fixed rate mortgage, rates being as low as they are, whether it's a conventional conforming loan of $417,000 or less, or a jumbo loan over $417,000, those rates are so historically low at this point that I think that's probably the way to go unless you have a different plan.
Right. Well, you have obviously given a very good gift to the listeners today. Your expertise in this area is always amazing to me. Not that you, I doubt that you have that knowledge level, but it's you're always so full of information, Ron, and very helpful stuff. And in fact, you know, with the interest rates being so low, I know you saw a stream of people coming in to refinance their own mortgages. I don't know where we are in that pipeline right now. Most everybody who was going to refinance has probably done it already.
No, actually, there are more people that are doing it now. And now with these government programs that supposedly are going to roll out after the first of the year, they're going to help people that are upside down on their mortgages because of the value of their property.
Yes.
Those programs may bring on a huge influx of business for those people who need to lower their payments but couldn't because of the appraised value of their
property. Well, anything that we can do to stimulate the housing market from every single angle, mortgage rates, good inventory, fair prices, we take it, and we wish that 2012 brings those kinds of things in spades to us. So, Ron Blessy, you're going to stay here in the studio with us with all of Santa's helpers.
Yeah, absolutely, with my co-elf over here, Stephen.
I made sure that I did not use the word elf today when I talked about
you. Why, because we're short, you mean?
No, not really. No, I wasn't even thinking in that direction at all. Anyway, thanks so much, Ron Blessy with Home Buyers Mortgage. And we haven't even had any eggnog yet, Gino. What do you think? Anyway.
I'm ready.
Anyway, I want to bring on my co-host for today's broadcast, the very famous Stephen Etree, co-owner of Santa Fe's Stevens and Consignment Gallery. Thank you, as always, Stephen, for being on the show.
What a great introduction.
Really.
Well, yeah,
it's great to be here.
It's
all very true. As we all know, Stevens and Consignment Gallery, located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, and we want you to trot right on down there today, has for 30 years been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, accessories, and estate sale services. Now, Stephen, you and your professionals at the gallery are right in the thick of things this time of the year, helping home buyers, sellers, and owners with their own gift-giving needs. I'm just curious, sort of a starting point, how is business shaping up as a small business person here in Santa Fe?
Well, you know, I think the small businesses, at least the folks I talk to and with my own personal experience, I think we're all seeing some stabilization in the market. I don't think people are most of the folks I talk to, like myself, feel like if there was the bottom, we hit it, and we are all bouncing up.
Yeah.
We're coming back.
Which is sort of the way the real estate market is.
Yeah. And it makes sense. I mean, they are – lots of folks don't get there intricately connected.
Right.
And so we've seen stabilization. I know we've seen a tremendous growth in our on-site estate sale business. We've been running there are weekends where we're running two at a time.
Yeah.
And in fact, this next weekend on the 10th, we'll be running two simultaneously.
You did one this weekend.
We did one this weekend. And
talk about that at all?
Yeah, the connection, you know, to the real estate world is this. The customer, my client, who was selling this house, it's a wonderful historic house up on Camino de Montesol. Mm-hmm. Over the years, she had furnished it with items from us, from the gallery, and she's now living in New York. She has took the pieces that she could use, and the rest were used for staging. Mm-hmm. And that certainly was helpful in her selling her house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the conclusion of the process, now they close, I believe, this Friday, they needed to do something with all the contents. And mm-hmm. she had no interest in moving that.
Right.
And she had no use for it in her place in New York. So that's where we stepped in, and we were able to offer this weekend some wonderful antiques. The house was really furnished almost 90% with antiques, early American and New
wow.
Mexican antiques.
Wow.
And it was fun. And the other thing that was really great about it, and I mean, mind you, this was that, quote, snowmageddon that was supposed to hit us this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a little bit of snow on the ground. The lines were there. The folks turned out. They kept coming all day long. And one of the pleasures that they all experience is going through a historic house like this one was
mm-hmm.
and really seeing some of old New Mexican, old Santa Fe architecture.
Mm.
It's quite fun.
Well, and I'm looking at Ron Blessing of Home Buyers Mortgage. I have not been to one of Stephen's estate sales, and he does so many of them. I'm thinking that maybe you and I ought to take some time off and go. I mean, maybe you've been to one. I don't know.
No, I haven't.
I think the reason being is that it's a great way to see, because real estate, as Stephen was saying, is so tied into so many different aspects, but to see buyers and sellers and homeowners mm-hmm. participating in something that is somewhat tangential but integral, as mm-hmm. you were talking about,
right.
to the real estate process, as was the case this weekend.
Well, interestingly mm-hmm. enough, we did a sale this past summer in Tsuki, and it was one of my customers that ultimately put down an offer and bought the house through the estate sale. They showed up to purchase
really?
That during the sale. They fell in love with the house, made an offer on it, and there you go.
Wow. I hadn't thought of that. That's a great real estate marketing strategy for us brokers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. I want to meet with you after the show about some of your estate sales. Well, we have a lot of stuff we want to talk about today, talk about buyers and sellers and how they use the gallery as a destination mm-hmm. for their own gift giving this time of year. And your estate sales, obviously, are a big success for you in 2011. Any other major milestone that occurred this year, Stephen, that in this first sort of minute before we take a break here,
mm-hmm.
you want to talk about relative to the gallery?
Sure. We actually can get onto Sirius Road from our parking lot.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's a big event.
A big event. Now that the construction in front of us is winding down, I think we're starting to feel and reap the benefits of a redesigned Sirius Road, which I really would like to encourage. It's not quite in the position or the state that I wish it would be. But by the end of the year, they will be done with the construction.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would encourage people to try, you know, go get back on to Sirius Road, visit the merchants on Sirius Road, because the new alignments, the new design is very user-friendly. There's
mm-hmm.
There's a slower merchant lane mm-hmm. in the far right-hand side mm-hmm. of the corridor, which allows people to pull over and actually slow down and not worry about somebody rear-ending them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the Chamber of Commerce is probably going to put something into your stocking for that great little pitch about the improvements with Sirius Road. That's Stephen Etrie, the co-owner of Stephens and Consignment Gallery, my special co-host today on All Things Real Estate. Also in the studio with me is Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. Gino Thompson, my producer. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to bring on Randy Moya of Wynn Home Inspection to talk about, from his perspective, this gift-giving season. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. Discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
slices.
It dices.
With razor-like edges that never need sharpening.
It's not a blender.
It's not a set of steak knives. It's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing.
That's right.
Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday from 12 to 1 on 1260 KTRC AM as well as on SantaFe.com. We invite you to tell all your friends, family, business associates, even enemies, to tune in to All Things Real Estate.
We're so inclusive.
Really, we're just not discriminating at all. Seriously, and we do have people, as Ron Blessing knows, because he's sent me a couple of emails from people in New York that actually listen to the show. And I have fans, I suppose, not of me, of the show, in Texas, California, and Miami, who obviously have nothing better to do than to listen to a real estate show on a Sunday.
It's kind of disconcerting, though, after all these months of being on the show. No one on the street has asked me for my autograph yet.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. Stay tuned. Anyway, we welcome you back to the show today. I have, as my special co-host here in the studio, Stephen Etrie, the co-owner of Stevens & Consignment Gallery, as well as Mr. Ron Blessy, broker owner of Homebuyers Mortgage. Before we go back into the program, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate, real estate, and estate planning activities. All of it. Anyway, Gino Thompson, my producer, sorry you're not feeling well today, buddy, but we give you a big star for hanging in there and pushing all the buttons over there on the board. I now want to welcome Randy Moya of Wynn Home Inspections to the show. Wynn Home Inspection has been providing accurate, comprehensive, and quality home inspection services since 1994. Welcome to the show once again, Randy. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Doing okay. Randy, you know, in this season of giving, I can't think of a better gift that a home buyer or seller can give to themselves than the information that's generated from a thorough and professional home inspection. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, I couldn't have said it better myself, Ray.
Okay. Well, I set you up for that one. That was a softball that I lobbed at you. Why don't you take a few moments and give maybe a couple of bullet points on each from the perspective of a home buyer, though contractually it's obviously part of the process, but why, as a process, it's important to them. And then also talk for a moment about for a seller doing that pre-inspection, pre-listing inspection. So go ahead, Randy.
Well, the advantages of a buyer obtaining a home inspection is right up front there. You know, it's like you're finding issues or potential issues that could come back later on and haunt you or bite you. And, you know, we look for health and safety things, and that's really what people want to take advantage of when they're doing a home inspection, is to make sure that the house is safe structurally, mechanically, you know, it's weatherproofed properly, and that it's good to go. You know, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't buy a car without having it checked out.
Right.
Same thing with a house. You should always have that house checked out because, you know, you just never know.
Yeah.
Okay? And as far as a seller, the advantages of a pre-listing inspection for the seller is that, again, you find all those issues or potential issues that could that could come up and bite you at the closing table or during the negotiations of the purchase or the sale of the home.
Right.
And with a pre-listing inspection, it allows that seller to be proactive in the taking care of the needed repairs or having the mechanical serviced or the roof serviced, so that when they do finally get a contract offer on that house, there are going to be no hidden surprises, or, you know, it makes the process of and the transaction just a lot smoother.
As a real estate broker, whenever I get a new listing, I always advise the seller that one of the things that they should seriously consider is doing that pre-listing inspection. For the very reasons you're citing, because you're going to anticipate what a buyer is inevitably going to do, and that's their own inspection. You can deal with it in advance, just like you said. Also, too, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, from a mortgage standpoint, has something to say about this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Randy. I think that having that seller do that inspection up front negates the negotiations that may occur and the issues that may occur. If an appraiser, for instance, doesn't mention deferred maintenance on a property, but it is something that comes out in the inspection, much better to know about that beforehand so that it can be addressed and then it comes off the table. It's just not something you have to think about anymore.
Yeah. Randy, before I let you go, I just am curious, we're coming into a new year. Any couple of points you want to leave with the listeners this time of the year, this season, the winter season, but coming into a new year, things that you might recommend from a home inspection standpoint that they might even be thinking about if they're going to list their property in the spring?
Yeah, you know, today is a great day to bring this up. Get those refrigerator units in your cooling systems dewinterized. I'm seeing a lot of them that have not been. Get your heating system serviced. But most importantly, get your fireplaces cleaned and get them serviced, because, well, we just had a chimney fire in the newspaper just a few days ago. So
that's right.
Get on those mechanicals, get on that roof, get those windows tightened up.
Excellent. All right. Well, Randy Moy of Wynn Home Inspection, as always, great counsel. We appreciate it. And if you have your own questions and you want to contact Randy and his colleagues, go to our website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. You'll see the big Wynn Home Inspection logo right there. Click on it, and it'll take you right to Randy and his colleagues. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thank you, Ray. You guys have a great day.
And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. I think I want to give Stephen Atrey, the co-owner of Stephen's and Consignment Gallery, a moment here to tell the listeners about a special deal that he'd like to offer to them.
Well, you know, we're talking about gift giving, so why not offer one up?
Okay.
What we're offering at the gallery is 25% off the retail price of china, crystal, pottery that would help anybody set a beautiful table for the holidays that are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some folks take advantage of it for Thanksgiving. I was just at a dinner party last evening, and our hosts and hostess were very gracious to point out that a number of pieces on the table came from the gallery,
uh-huh.
which was quite nice.
You know, I bet you probably go to people's houses and you're, you know, sort of surveying the room and looking at the furniture and the stuff on the wall and the table.
Were you a fly on the wall last night?
And the table setting and saying, did that come from the gallery?
I refer to that as a professional hazard. I give myself a little bit of leeway when I'm at a party. I just ask permission to exercise my professional hazard of looking around.
I suppose your good friends already know that you're going to be doing that because you are a consummate professional in that regard. One thing before we take a break here, we've got about 2 minutes or a minute and a half. I want to mention that Santa Fe was rated the most artistic city in America in a feature article in The Atlantic last week. Now, I know
we could have told them that.
Yes, exactly. And that lead article basically sets this up quite nicely. I know that you probably, over the 30 years that you guys have been in business, you probably have dealt with literally thousands of people that are in the artistic
sure.
community, haven't you, Stephen?
Well, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of folks that consider themselves part of that community, whether they be gallery owners, artists themselves,
right.
collectors, or even the family members who really help support these artists through thick and thin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've been very... we've seen numerous artists, local artists, as well as artists from around the country and the world
mm-hmm.
that have come to Santa Fe and have found their way to the gallery. And one of the things that I'm most proud about are the number of folks who come in and say, wow, I had no idea that you had this quality of art in this gallery.
Wow. Well, and that's absolutely true. And I'll tell you what, we're gonna let's take a break here, Gino, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Ron Blessy, though, because those artists, when they move here, they don't live in a tent. They buy a house. And when they buy a house, maybe some of them do, but most of them probably live in a house or a condo. They probably have to get a loan, and they go to Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. We're going to ask you that at the next segment, so stay tuned here on All Things Real Estate. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. In this current real estate market, you need a good partner to help you navigate the complexities of the process. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Take out the rubbish, scrub down the floor. My aching joints don't jump no more.
What's the matter, pal? When did you become a spectator? Get up and dance. What's that? Your head says yes, but your sore joints say no way? Oh, I'd like you to stay on the sidelines, pal.
Stumble up the stairway, shuffle down the hall. These aching joints are sore.
You don't have to take joint pain sitting down. For sore hips, knees, shoulders, elbows, even ankles, wrists, and back, new treatments and surgical procedures can restore joints and help get you back in the game.
Your joints don't jump no more. Your joints don't jump no more.
To find out how to keep healthy joints healthy and make sore joints feel good again, visit orthoinfo.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
The joints ain't sore no more.
I still got it.
Hey, I thought you and the boys were doing some environmental cleanup thing today.
We are.
Well, it looks more like you're going fishing.
We are.
And that's the example you're setting for our children.
Uh-huh.
Conservation is easy. Every time you purchase a fishing license or register your boat, you're helping to preserve our nation's coastlines, lakes, rivers, and streams, protecting memories for generations to come. To learn about all the ways your participation in boating and fishing help the environment, visit takemefishing.org/conservation.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Again, it's heard every Sunday from 12 to 1 on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on SantaFe.com. Today I have Stephen Etri, the co-owner of Stevens and Consignment Gallery, as my special in-studio co-host, as well as Ron Blessy, the broker owner of Homebuyers Mortgage. We're talking about, in a sort of a general way, about real estate as a gift. And we were laughing about this in the green room, Ron, before the show started. Certainly anybody would like to have you come up and say, hey, here's a house as a gift.
Sure.
That doesn't happen all the time, but there are a lot of things. Does it happen at all? I don't know. Has it happened?
I can't remember recently if it happened, but maybe it has.
Well, but there are a lot of things associated with real estate that are truly a gift. You talked about low interest rates. Stephen Etri's talked about how people can take advantage of a gallery, whether they're a homeowner, buyer, or seller. We as real estate brokers obviously are suggesting that there are gifts out there to people when it comes to real estate with great inventory and moderate prices. Before we go back into the show, on December 26th, Santa Fe-based Planet Forward LLC will launch a free version of its new Historic Energy Consumption, or HEC, system. Now, this online and easy-to-use service will allow you to analyze your utility costs towards the goal of improving energy efficiency of a building. If you're interested in learning more about this free evaluation service that begins the end of December, please go to planetforwardllc.com. Again, that's planetforwardllc.com. So, again, if the idea of evaluating energy costs and finding solutions that improves energy efficiency in your own building sounds interesting, then go to planetforwardllc.com to learn more about this revolutionary HEC system. All Things Real Estate highly recommends that you check out this new and very exciting opportunity. They are supporters of All Things Real Estate, but they have come up with this amazing process for evaluating energy usage And later on in 2012, they're going to be rolling out their entire evaluation program. So we're very excited about it because we're all trying to find ways to save energy. And this is not just for homeowners. This is actually for businesses as well, Steve.
Yes.
Also, too, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134 and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. I'm very happy to now introduce Arturo Delgado, Communications Manager with Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, the well-respected comprehensive acute care hospital serving nearly 300,000 people in north-central New Mexico, which also happens to be Santa Fe County's largest private employer. Welcome to the show, Arturo. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. It's an honor.
Well, you have been on the show once before, and we appreciated your commentary at that time. And I also wanted to just do a little shout-out. I know your mom has been ill. I hope things are going all right. You've been out of town with that. And anyway, all best wishes in that regard, my friend, okay?
I certainly appreciate that.
It would be hard to find a member of the community who isn't aware of the important role that Christus St. Vincent plays in the lives of so many people in Santa Fe. This fact must be one of the most important and satisfying gifts that the medical center offers to the community. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, I would. And, you know, this is a special time of year for us. And one of the things that we do kind of November, December timeframe is our Cozy Coats for Kids program. What we do is we select children with the help of teachers who identify children in need from more than 20 Santa Fe elementary schools. And we collect brand new coats, and these are coming directly from our employees, our physicians, our nurses, who buy these coats with their own money. This is not hospital money. These are strictly donations of brand new coats. And this year we were able to provide more than 700 coats to needy children in Santa Fe. And this is now our 21st year doing it. So it's an exciting thing that we do that's it gets a little bit of attention, but a lot of people aren't aware of it. And in addition to some of the things we do in the community, I think this is one that really hits close to home for a lot of people.
Yeah, I imagine it is, and incredibly gratifying for all of those people at Christus participating in the program. Now, that's called Cozy Coats, and if someone was interested in the program, what do they need to do, Arturo?
Well, we just concluded it, but we are always looking for any sort of donation, whether it's a monetary donation, or if you want to go out and buy a coat, we'll give you the size of a child that's in need. If it's a boy or a girl, we'll give you their size, and you can select something. And again, it reaches a lot of very needy people this time of year. We try to do it in the November timeframe, so we can beat things like the snow we're having this weekend.
Yeah.
We want them to be warm, obviously going into the holidays. But again, this is one of those programs that Christus St. Vincent and St. Vincent before has been doing for the past 21 years. Very exciting. And we also have some community partners that that get together and have their own internal folk gathering activities in it. So it's a wonderful program. We arrange for all the school counselors to come and pick them up, and it's a feel-good thing that it just goes along perfectly with the holidays.
You know, we recognize that Christian St. Vincent is so big in this community. It's the largest private employer. You have lots and lots of people that work at the institution. I have Stephen Etri of Stevens and Consignment Gallery in the studio with me today, along with Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. And what it translates into is I would imagine that a lot of the Christus employees, officers, and, you know, just folks that are working hard every day, the nurses and everyone else, the physicians, are probably clients of Stevens and Consignment Gallery. I mean, over the years, you've probably seen a lot of them, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you know, the dead giveaway is the hospital gowns and the, you know, the scrubs and the the lanyard with the St. Vincent, the Christus St. Vincent's lanyard that they wear.
I see.
So you do, they are identifiable as people who are out in the community being part of our business community.
And I have to also imagine that you probably have written some mortgages, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, for Krista's employees.
I have indeed. Doctors, nurses, et cetera. Quite a few over the years.
Yeah. Well, you're an important institution. You are, Arturo. You're very important in the community as a communications manager for this fine institution. I just wanted to ask you one last question before I let you go.
Sure.
Anything on the horizon that we should know about? You guys play such an important role in the community. But coming into 2012, is there anything that you want to sort of let the cat out of the bag and tell the listeners today that's happening with Krista's that would be important?
You know, one of the things that we're about to expand is our wound care center. And I think with the prevalence of diabetes in northern New Mexico within the Hispanic Native American populations, there's a huge need for it. And we just expanded into a new space. We'll be adding more hyperbaric chambers for treatment. We also received an important accreditation for wound care. So that's one of the things that's going to grow. We have a few other very exciting things that will be announced within the next week that please keep your eyes and ears open, because we are growing and we are responding to the needs of the community. And as I said, even with something like Cozy Coats, it runs the entire spectrum of what the community needs, from very practical needs to your most sophisticated healthcare needs.
Well spoken, like a true communications manager. You teased the audience and told them that something is coming up, but you're keeping it close to your vest. Anyway, seriously, Arturo Delgado,
sure.
Communications manager at Krista's St. Vincent Regional Medical Center. Really appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you for the update, and enjoy the rest of your holiday, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I promised Ron Blessy before the last break to let him talk about this issue called Santa Fe was rated the most artistic city in America. Because you're such an artist in your own right, I'm going to let you talk about this. Again, this was a feature article in The Atlantic that was published.
She is self-expressed.
You have dealt with a lot of artists over the years, providing mortgages to them, just like for the employees of Krista's St. Vincent. I mean, you probably can't even keep track, but are there, without mentioning names, are there any interesting artists in that mix that you want to talk about?
Oh, absolutely. Painters, sculptors, media artists, gallery owners. It runs a gamut. Always very interesting clientele. I'm always struck by, I think, you know, people think that artists don't have a sense of business in some cases, or, you know, math and that kind of thing. But, boy, everyone that I've ever dealt with is really on top of it and has a good grasp of, you know, their finances and what it is that they need to do to get financing and buy a home. And they're delightful to work with, for sure.
Well, and we have so many of them here in the community, as Stephen Etri of Stephen's Consignment Gallery was talking about. Over the 30 years that the gallery's been in business, the countless number of people, not just pure per se artists, people, right, but people that are associated with the artistic community, gallery owners, people that work in galleries, and it just goes on and on.
Yeah, you know, when you stop to think about, you know, like you do with real estate, how far-reaching into the business community, art is huge in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
I mean, the article where the most artistic community in the country. I mean, that's pretty impressive in itself.
Yeah.
Think about the number of people who are associated with a gallery, not just the gallery owner, but their staffing, the people who do moving and packing and shipping, and it goes on and on. I mean, so, you know, you talk about, you know, buying local and keeping your money local.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the local gallery community does just that.
Well, and we talk about this, it's the ripple effect, and Ron Blessy and I, being directly involved in real estate, know that there's such a large group of players participating in the process. When someone goes to buy a home, not only are they dealing with me as a real estate broker, but the first thing I do is I send them to Ron Blessy, because we need to get them pre-qualified for a loan. Randy Moya, who was on the show earlier with Wynn Home Inspection, his kind of company plays a role in it. There's appraisers involved in it from Ron Blessy's side. I mean, the list of people on and on, similar to the ripple effect within the artistic community. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of it. They say, I buy a house and that's it. And, you know, it's a house, a broker, you sit down with a title company. But it goes on and on, doesn't it?
It does. You know, in something interesting that just came into my mind here is I just received a holiday card from my mechanic. And one of the things he did, and he put in a slip of paper and said, thanks to customers like you, we have been able to donate to these entities in Santa Fe.
Oh.
And there must have been 40, 50 entities.
Right.
And, you know, I started thinking about that for ourselves. And my friend Stan over at the pantry, we sat down one breakfast, we were talking. Between the two of us, over 150 entities in a year that we all given to.
Yeah, right.
And that's really important when people talk about buying local, that they really understand it's not just about trying to have a competitive edge against the national entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about, these are the people that make up your community. These are the people who will help support your community.
Yeah. Ron, you had something to say?
Yeah. And you know, that's a great point. And Arturo just kind of drove it home, too. You know, politicians, Washington in particular, seem to feel that it's more important for the government to dole money out all over the world for a bunch of nonsense that we shouldn't be involved in. So the private sector has really taken over local businesses. Local community members donate goods, services, dollars, et cetera, to help other people.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the great things, I think, about this country. And this time of year is really, that shines, I think, that we see more and more of that. So as the government says, well, let's step over you while you don't get your unemployment anymore and you can't eat and we can't feed you or house you,
uh-huh.
but the local communities step up and really provide what people need. I think that's just great.
It is. And by the way, we're going to change the name of this show. It's All Things Politics from now on.
I don't care. You told me I couldn't speak about politics. I don't care. This has been bugging me for months.
No, and I understand what you're saying, and I think a lot of people share your sentiment for sure, Mr. Ron Blessy. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here.
I'm running for mayor, by the way.
Oh, well, you are? This is a formal campaign announcement today. There you go. Now you have to register with everybody, and
gosh. There goes the telephone line.
Start phone raising and then everything. Anyway, Gino, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment. Stay tuned.
Each day, more than 30 women in the United States are diagnosed with cervical cancer. That's more than 12,000 new cases per year. I'm Susan Crosby, President of Women in Government. And on behalf of Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, I challenge you to join the fight to eliminate cervical cancer. Despite tremendous progress, we need to do more to ensure that all women have access to the best cervical cancer screening and prevention technologies. Cervical cancer is caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV, but it can be prevented with HPV vaccines, Pap tests, and HPV tests. Early diagnosis leads to expanded treatment options and higher survival rates. Speak with your doctor or nurse about how you can best protect yourself. To learn more about the Challenge to Eliminate Cervical Cancer campaign, please visit womeningovernment.org. That's womeningovernment.org.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference. Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about real estate as a gift, and with the sound of that music, you know that we've reached our Open House of the Week segment, which is our gift to you. It's always brought to us by our good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. Between now and January 30th, Wynn Home Inspection in Santa Fe is actually running a customer appreciation drawing with the chance to win an iPod Touch or one of 20 $250 gift cards. For more information and to enter the drawing, simply go to www.wini, sort of Winnie, winnie.com. Again, that's winnie.com, and good luck to you. Before I go into this Open House of the Week segment, I have my good colleague Deanne Ottaway on the line. I want to give Stephen Etri another chance to talk about a very special deal that he's offering to people that go by the gallery today.
Well, what we're offering, Ray, for the going into the holidays so that our friends, our old customers and new, we have the opportunity to set a beautiful holiday table or to decorate with a splash would be a 25% discount on all china and crystal and pottery that's in the gallery.
A great gift offer, and we again invite you to go over to Stevens Consignment Gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road. Deanne Ottaway, I know you're there. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, you're always so effervescent. I always love to have you on the radio with me, and I know you are doing a spectacular house today on your open house because we were there for a remote broadcast. It's 39 Yana Drive in Tosuke. Tremendous home. Ron Blessy's. No, actually, Ron, you weren't there. It was
no,
your
that
colleague
was right
Doug Rand
yeah.
that was there.
That was right.
But Doug, your colleague, spoke gloriously about this property. Deanne, I know you're excited to talk about it, so you know how this works. You have about 2 or 3 minutes. Go ahead and tell everybody about the property.
Well, thanks for the great compliment, Ray. And we are open today between 1 and 3. We're in 39 Yana Drive, and it's the first exit coming into Tosuke off of 285. And the open house signs are there, so just follow it. It is the gated community. But we have Tim down at the gate, and he's going to let you in. And this house has been reduced $200,000. We're at $1,495,000, and it's a showcase house. You guys were talking about earlier about staging. This house is an interior designer's home and a European importer. So it has all this wonderful stuff in here. So I'd love to have you come down.
Yeah, and again, the owner of that property, Carolyn Reichow, is
yes.
a lovely lady. She did an extraordinary job working, I think it was with her son-in-law, I believe, in
yes.
the architectural work of the property. But I can speak firsthand to all of the fabulous amenities that are in this house. There's also a guest property right next door, which I think she's currently using as a gallery. Is that or a studio,
that's
correct?
Correct. And we're also only 7 minutes from town.
Right.
And there's the roads are all clear. The subdivision does take care of the roads, but nice, bright, and sunny, and we're offering homemade cinnamon rolls and cookies today.
Well, you always know how to get the people through the door, as always, Deanne Ottaway. Well,
no,
Deanne, wish you a lot of luck with that property. Actually, Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage and Stephen Etri of Stevens and Consignment Gallery, they both are sort of watering their mouths thinking about this Cinnabon. So we wish you a lot of luck. It's a fabulous property. I highly encourage everyone to go by there. If you're down at Tosuke Market, you're having a little brunch, you have your radio on, turn around after you're done and go right over to see Deanne. It's very close to Tosuke Village Market. So good luck today, my friend, okay?
Absolutely, and also there's another open house up here today at 12 Yana Drive, so you get to see two for coming in.
Oh, very good. So double the reason to go. Anyway, Deanne Ottaway, thanks so much for being on the show today. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, football? What do you want to talk about? No, just kidding. You know, we're doing it, but well, actually, that could be a gift. What? You have something in your hand there, Ron.
Yeah. Well,
oh, that's right. You
yeah.
have your. I'm sorry. I should back off.
I was going to interject, but
well,
I
want you to interrupt, not
okay.
interject. But
I just wanted to say that you know what I do every week with the House of the Week
is
do a little bit of research to see what kind of
right.
mortgage rates programs we can get.
You do.
And for this particular house, Deanne's house on Yana Drive. Two programs jumped out at me, a 7-in-1 ARM, and this goes back to my previous discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I could offer a rate of 3 5/8%.
Wow.
So it's fixed for 7 years.
That's unbelievable.
An annual percentage rate of 3.587. And if you want to be less adventurous go with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, I could get a rate of 4 5/8% and an annual percentage rate of 4.725. So both those programs, if it's a primary residence, we could do 75% of the acquisition cost, finance it that way. And, I mean, that's just amazing. That's a gift.
Well, that is an absolute gift. And it reminds me, I was talking to my mother this past week about, you know, when she and my dad went out and bought a house. Oh, gosh, I guess I was in, I don't know, high school or a kid or whatever it was. But they paid close to 18% for their mortgage rate.
Remember
so,
those days?
I told her about what you were going to talk about this Sunday, and she said, what kind of interest rate is that? I mean, she's not in the market for a house right now, but I said, yeah, in that 3.5 to 4.5 percentage rate, it is totally historic. Mm-hmm. Von Blessing makes a good point, and particularly for a lovely house like what Deanne Ottaway is doing on Open House today. So we want you to call Von and go by and see Deanne. Mr. Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, this is a busy time of the year for you guys over there at the gallery. A lot of holiday shoppers, home buyers, sellers, homeowners actually coming into the gallery to find ways to sort of, as you like to say, freshen up their house during the holiday season. What are some of the things that maybe are unique to this time of year that the gallery is offering?
Well, you know, what makes us so different than most is that all year round, one would walk into the gallery and say, wow, this is unique. Mm-hmm. Being consignment, you never really know what's going to come through the doors. And, you know, we have, for example, we have in the gallery now an early 19th century Meissen porcelain dinner set.
What's Meissen?
Meissen is area in Germany that has made traditionally for many centuries some of the finest porcelains.
Wow.
And this set dates probably around 1840 to 1860. Hmm. And it's just beautiful. It's a very large offering. And I could see that on someone's their dining table for a Christmas Day feast.
Yeah.
You can still use it. Probably not put it in the dishwasher.
You really can't do that, can you, with something like that?
No, you can't. No, because of the changes in temperatures and such, it can affect the porcelains. But certainly they are usable. They're not, you know, it's not something you put on a shelf and just look at. It actually can be used.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and throughout the, what we see a lot of, quite frankly, these days is people looking for guest accommodation furniture. Hmm. Also known as either sleeper sofas or day beds or something like that, that they can accommodate the influx of a lot of company.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know about you, but for us, Santa Fe is a destination for people. And so if you live in Santa Fe and you have friends,
right.
You're like the next to the Hilton.
Yeah, they want to come here. Have you found that to be the case, Ron?
Oh, absolutely. We were the most popular family members the first couple of years we lived here.
Right?
Everybody wanted to come. Yeah. Everybody wanted to come to Santa Fe and see Santa Fe.
Yeah. I have only one small complaint about that, and that is that we always like to welcome people here. But at the end of the day, they're coming here to play and party.
Right.
We're still working.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
well,
sometimes you have to remind them, you know, we can't go out and just, you know, shop around. And we want to go to Stephen's Etri's, Stephen's at Consignment Gallery, mm-hmm. but, you know, still have that day.
You can have both, Ray. I've got customers who, and it's a great compliment. They'll say, I send my guests to Stephen's. We tell them to get they open at 10. We get them there, and we tell them we'll meet them at a restaurant around 1. So we get them out of the house for 3 hours, and we can get done what we need to get done.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, so there's a strategy I can use the next time someone comes into town.
There you go. Send them our way.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left to go here, guys. Ron, in this season of giving, any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners?
Yeah, I would say that if you look out there at the market right now, you know, home values are beginning, in many cases, many segments of this community, are beginning to start to tick upward again.
Uh-huh. As,
in terms of an investment, you know, you can't get the rate of return, at least statistically what we've seen here in the last year in real estate values, you can't get that kind of rate of return anywhere else, you know, of course, unless you're a politician who has inside information. Right, Stephen?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. You know that.
I'm just trying to get them to agree with me.
Yeah.
But rates are very, very low. I mean, this is just a perfect time to buy. If you're a renter, I mean, you can't rent for what it costs you to actually get a mortgage and finance a property.
Yeah.
Now. I mean, it's, you know, rents are actually higher.
Yeah, they are.
So it's just a great time to do it. And, you know, and again, remember your neighbor. You know, this is the time of giving.
Yeah.
Take care of your neighbor if you can, even in the most minuscule ways. That's what we all have to be thankful about, I think.
Very good. Stephen Etri, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, in the season of giving. Any last thought you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, you know, my thoughts are more along the lines of, you know, these are the holidays, and there are lots of folks that we all see each day that are not as lucky and fortunate as the rest. And so any type of, you know, anything that you can do
to bring a little bit of a little warmth and love into somebody else's life
is worth
pretty
it.
Special.
Well, I want to thank Stephen Etri of Stevens Consignment Gallery, Ron Blessie of Home Buyers Mortgage. Many thanks to Randy Moya of Wynn Home Inspection, Arturo Delgado of Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, as well as Gino Thompson, my producer, Kate, Debbie, Mike, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. As always, thank you for giving our loyal listeners your own gift of a fabulous program. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the program today, and please join us next Sunday for a remote broadcast from a very special property located off of Old Santa Fe Trail. So until next Sunday, right here on 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 12.